Welcome to Tea, Toast, and Trivia. Thank you for listening in. Bookstores, libraries, and coffee shops are great places for book readings. There is something extraordinary about hearing the voice of an author reading their stories. Their voice and intonation are nuanced by the many hours of effort putting pen to paper. They created the characters, structured the plot, and lived every twist and turn that creates bumps in the storyline. Public libraries and bookstores have expanded their reach into a global community. Book readings have gone virtual. We are learning to embrace technology in new ways. Welcome to the podcast series, Authors Reading Their Books, which brings authors and their books from across the world to your home. I invite you to put the kettle on and join the conversation on Tea, Toast, and Trivia. I am your host, Rebecca Budd, and I am looking forward to sharing this moment with you. I am thrilled to introduce Darlene Foster, who has graciously agreed to be our guest author, reading from her novel, Amanda in France, Fire in the Cathedral, an Amanda travel adventure book 9, which I have pre-ordered to be delivered to me in Kindle and paperback format on September 13, 2022. I confess that I wanted a preview of Amanda's exciting new adventure in Paris, the City of Light. I invite you to put the kettle on and add to this exciting conversation on Tea, Toast, and Trivia. Welcome, Darlene, and thank you for joining me on the TTT Virtual Reading Room. Amanda is a favorite in our household.
Well, thank you so much for inviting me. I am looking forward to this session and sharing a little bit of Amanda's adventure in France.
And why Paris?
Well, I finally got to go to Paris myself a few years ago. And while I was there, I just thought, I have to write about this amazing place. Amanda has to come and visit France because there's just so many things here that she'll love. Slowly, ideas started to materialize as I was having my own adventure there.
Well, isn't that the case? When you're there, you feel that somebody should be there with you experiencing all the excitement of a place. And who better than Amanda and her friend Leah? Tell me all about what you are going to read to us.
I visited Notre Dame Cathedral, and it was just awe-inspiring. And I do remember thinking, Amanda would just love it here. So I'm going to read about Amanda's first visit when she first encounters Notre Dame Cathedral. There's Notre Dame. Should we go there first? You mean like from the Hunchback of Notre Dame? Amanda's heart quickened. The one and the same, Aunt Jenny grinned. Leah rolled her eyes. Yes, and he may still be there haunting the church. As they neared the imposing building, Aunt Jenny became excited. There isn't much of a queue. Let's go inside now.
But I'm hungry, said Leah.
We won't be long. I would really like to see the inside, replied Amanda, as she stared at the two grand towers bordering a large door. The entire facade was covered in carvings. Above the door, a round stained glass window sparkled in the sun. A group of students in school uniforms emerged from the cathedral. Strains of organ music drifted out the open door. The line moved up quickly, and they were soon inside the massive stone structure. Amanda felt incredibly small as her eyes followed the many carved arches meeting at a point in the high vaulted ceiling. She stared at the huge organ pipes and felt the vibrations of the music in her bones. A choir began to sing, filling the building with an exquisite melody. Amanda stood mesmerized as stained glass windows created a kaleidoscope of colors that danced to the music.
Amanda, come on, let's go. Leah tugged at her arm. This has got to be the most amazing church I've ever visited. I'm definitely writing about it in my school report, exclaimed Amanda as they left the building. She looked up at the many carvings on the front of the church, splashed with sunshine. Those figures are awesome. They illustrate biblical stories, explained Aunt Jenny. In medieval days, the cathedral was called a poor people's book for the churchgoers, who were mostly illiterate. It was a way for them to be able to learn the stories from the Bible. That's fascinating. Amanda pointed up grotesque creatures peering down at them. And what are those? I don't think they're from Bible stories. Those are gargoyles. They serve as decorative rain spouts, preserving the stone walls by causing the water to flow away from them. I've been doing research on them recently. Why are they so scary looking? It was a medieval marketing trick. They're supposed to represent the horrors of living a wicked life, encouraging people to come inside and be rescued. Aunt Jenny grinned. Now let's stop blethering and get a bite to eat. Amanda zoomed in with her camera and took pictures of the scary open-mouthed creatures, some with horns and wings, and all with fearsome faces. I wouldn't want to meet one of those in the night, she shivered. As she moved her camera around, a tall man with a long ponytail came into view. He was also taking pictures, but not of gargoyles. His camera was focused on Aunt Jenny. Amanda felt a shiver go through her. That was Amanda's first visit to Notre Dame Cathedral.
And that's the whole story of Amanda, isn't it? Amanda shares her story with young people, and all of this becomes a possibility for others to join the adventure.
Well, I'm hoping that people who have been to Notre Dame, it'll bring back good memories, and I'm hoping that those who haven't been will want to go.
As a writer, you have a young person beside you as you write, which is Amanda. Do you see through her eyes as a young person?
Yes, I believe that I do. And when I don't, it shows up in the writing and those parts I edit. Because sometimes all of a sudden I'm an adult. And I know there is quite a bit of information, which some people might call educational information, but it's interesting enough for kids to find. If I start getting into too much detail, I realize that I'm not looking at it through Amanda's eyes and I have to step back.
Just the fact that Amanda was with a camera and saw someone looking at Aunt Jenny. Now that gives me a sense that something is about to happen.
This gentleman that I mentioned, of course, it does show up quite a bit in the story. What I brought now is the fire that she actually does witness. She went to visit it, and the next day was the fire. Whereas for me, I went to visit the cathedral, and the year later was the fire. So I'm going to read this part about the fire. The scent of centuries-old wood and ancient books burning caught in Amanda's throat. She took off her glasses and rubbed her stinging eyes. How could this amazing building be on fire? Smoke rose from Notre Dame as pigeons circled above. Approaching the cathedral, Amanda was relieved to see that the two front columns were not ablaze. Behind the towers, though, the roof erupted in flames. People scurried past, crowds formed. A multitude of phones and cameras recorded history burning. Sirens wailed from police cars. Fire trucks sped by. She coughed, and the smoke made her eyes water. Swiping away a tear rolling down her cheek, she noticed black soot on her finger. She glanced at Leah. Black specks clung to her hair and face. Leah pulled out the phone from her back pocket, took a couple of pictures, shook her head, and put it back. Police blew whistles, keeping onlookers back. Firefighters carrying huge hoses sprayed the building. Water flowed down the stones like a waterfall.
gargoyles appeared to be crying while liquid spouted from their mouths. Amanda felt the intense heat coming off the stones. She followed Felipe and Amy around to a side door where a line of people were forming. She watched as firefighters and police officers handed items out from the church to the first person, who handed it to the next, forming a human chain. "Can we help?" asked Amanda, eager to do whatever she could. An exhausted police officer approached the group, shaking his head and waving his hands. "No children allowed." Felipe said something in French. "Okay, Monsieur Lawrence." The officer shrugged his shoulders and carried on. "I told him you were all with me and I'd make sure you would stay out of danger. We should be fine here at the end of the line, away from potential falling debris." Aunt Jenny, Amy, Leah, Amanda, and Felipe became part of the human chain. While the fire raged on, precious relics were removed from the cathedral and taken away to safety. Proud to be part of the rescue, Amanda carefully passed old books, boxes of artifacts, paintings, and tapestries onto the next person in the chain. As night fell and the sky grew darker, roaring flames rose higher, painting the sky bright red, orange, and yellow. From inside, the sounds of crackling and falling timbers caused Amanda to shiver when she thought of the destruction. As if at a funeral, the crowd watched silently. Suddenly, there was a collective gasp. Amanda gazed up. The spire looked like a red-hot poker against the black sky. It bent forward and toppled into the nave. Sparks flew. White, hot flames shot up in the air. It was gone. Amanda heard sobbing behind her. An older lady put her hand over her mouth and turned from the sight. Her husband put his arm around her, shaking shoulders, and led her away. An immense sadness crushed Amanda's chest. Her glasses fogged up as her eyes prickled with tears. One lonely voice started to sing and then another. Soon everyone joined in singing Ave Maria, softly, in French, dedicated to the love of their church. A lump formed in her throat as Amanda remembered being inside and listening to the choir just 2 days before.
"I have tears in my eyes. You have captured the scene with such elegance and profound sadness."
A lot of thought went into that chapter, I have to say.
It really was marvelous. What came through on those two sessions, you cannot delay. If they had delayed that one day and not had entered that church, it would be gone the next day. And I think that is one of the key takeaways that I have from this reading. Thank you for giving us Amanda. Thank you for being the writer you are. Thank you for encouraging young people to see adventures are there ready for them and not to be afraid to participate. The idea of participating in that chain. Can you imagine what that would feel like? And to read it, you are there and you are part of that human chain as well.
I put a lot of heart and soul into writing this particular book, and I did write it during the pandemic, so I had lots of extra time to work on it.
Well, it was a great book for that reason, because we can travel virtually with Amanda. That is what I've learned. Travel is still there, just in a different format. As we leave this conversation, do you have any last words?
Thank you again for inviting me. I love doing this. Just so much fun. I'm a big believer in dreams, and dreams do come true. It took me a long time to finally get to Paris. It took me a long time to finally become a published writer. And I just think you should never, ever give up on your dreams. And if an opportunity is there to travel somewhere or to meet someone interesting or to do something interesting, do it. Talking about dreams coming true, when I was probably about 10, I think I read Anne of Green Gables. I might have been even younger. And Anne of Green Gables is one of my most favorite books, and I've read it over quite a few times. And there was just something about her spirit and the spunkiness and her willingness to try new things. And I always wanted to go to Prince Edward Island. So I'm actually starting my book tour in Prince Edward Island.
I'm doing a presentation at the Indigo Chapters bookstore in Charlottetown, Prince Edward Island. And from there, I'm flying to Vancouver, and then from Vancouver, Calgary and Medicine Hat. So it's going to be quite the marathon, but my dream of going to Prince Edward Island is coming true.
Thank you for joining Darlene and me on Tea, Toast and Trivia, authors reading their books. And a very special thank you, Darlene, for reading from Amanda in France, Fire in the Cathedral. I look forward to tagging along with Amanda and her best friend Leah as they explore the exciting streets of Paris, the fabulous Palace of Versailles, and the gardens of the painter Monet, while being drawn into the mystery surrounding the destructive fire of Notre Dame Cathedral. Listeners, I invite you to meet up with Darlene on Amazon, Goodreads, and her website and blog, Darlene Foster, which she created for writers, readers, travelers, dreamers, and friends she has not yet met. It is a place where stories dwell. Until next time, dear friends, safe travels wherever your adventures take you.